Now, President Obama has had a very busy schedule indeed this Sunday in Prague. He's also been meeting European Union leaders this afternoon. The meeting, organised by the Czech EU presidency on the second day of President Obama's visit to the Czech capital, returned to and expanded upon issues discussed earlier this week at the G20 in London and the NATO summit in Strasbourg. Jan Richter was at the summit and has this to report.
Dear President Obama, Your Excellencies, dear colleagues, allow me to welcome you.
Outgoing Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek welcomed the leaders of the 27 member states of the European Union and the President of the United States, Barack Obama, at an informal summit in Prague on Sunday. The meeting focused on foreign policy issues common to the allies on both sides of the Atlantic and was the first opportunity for both President Obama and for many European leaders to discuss future strategies in many areas of common interest. One unexpected issue came up on Sunday, the launch of a North Korean ballistic missile, which resulted in a joint declaration by the EU and the United States condemning the act as a provocation.
We had a frank and wide-ranging meeting around a whole host of issues. I am very pleased with the joint statement with respect to the North Korean launch. I think it's indicative of the fact that when Europe and the United States act in concert, that we can make a difference, not just on local issues, but on international issues.
Prague was the third leg of President Obama's European tour, and most of the problems discussed in the Czech capital were already tackled at the G20 meeting in London and at the NATO summit in Strasbourg and Kiel. Much of the debate at the EU-US summit centered on the global economic downturn and on stepping up allied forces in Afghanistan. Mr. Obama said the EU must do more.
The United States will do its part, and so will NATO and the United Nations. And we're going to be sending additional civilian experts. The European Union can and must also do more. And none of this will be easy, and many of our citizens are war-weary, particularly at a time when we have so many needs at home. But we have to provide a clear and unequivocal answer to their questions. We have not chosen to fight in Afghanistan. The terrorists who attacked London or New York or Madrid were tied to those operating out of safe havens in these regions.
The EU had already agreed to increase the number of police and civilian experts in Afghanistan to help train local security forces so that allied troops can eventually retreat. A similar degree of consensus between the United States and the European Union was reached on the matter of their relationship with Russia. Mr. Obama said that despite differences of opinion, the EU should follow the example of the United States and engage in a new era of relations with Moscow.
The US and EU must engage in direct, honest, frank dialogue with Russia to build on common interests and also be frank where we disagree. The United States will maintain our support for Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and will not recognize the breakaway territories of Abkhazia and South Ossetia or any spheres of influence. And meanwhile, I applaud the EU's decision to move more closely to engage your neighbors in an Eastern partnership. These countries will benefit immensely from the expertise and guidance that the EU can provide as they work towards integration with Europe.
Perhaps more significantly, differences remain on another issue the American president brought up, the future of the persons detained at the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay.
I appreciate the outpouring of support from Europe for my decision to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, and I'm committed to closing Guantanamo by January 22, 2010. And meeting that goal will be made much easier as EU member states work with my team to accept some transferred detainees. That's why it's so urgent that the European Council issue a common position supporting the right of your member states to accept detainees if they so choose.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said that for the time being, the Czech Republic has reservations regarding the idea of taking in some of the detainees. But much more controversy surfaced when Barack Obama remarked on the EU's relations with its Muslim neighbors, and particularly Turkey.
At home, we must stand for opportunity, diversity, and tolerance. For as our countries know too well, discrimination and hatred are sources of national weakness and shame. And abroad, the United States and Europe must approach Muslims as our friends, neighbors, and partners in fighting injustice, intolerance, and violence, forging a relationship based on mutual respect and mutual interest. Moving forward towards Turkish membership in the EU would be an important signal of your commitment to this agenda and ensure that we continue to anchor Turkey firmly in Europe.
Mr. Obama's support for Turkey's bid to join the European Union led to a clash with the French head of state Nicolas Sarkozy, one of the strongest opponents of Turkey's accession to the bloc. Mr. Sarkozy said that when it came to the European Union, it was up to EU member states to decide. The head of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, said that EU's position on Turkey had not changed.
The position of the European Commission has always been very clear. We have started a process of negotiations with Turkey for membership of the European Union. And that was a unanimous decision of the European Union. So all the 27 member states agreed to discuss accession of Turkey, and we are indeed on this negotiation process.
But despite these differences, the EU-US summit confirmed that Barack Obama's election as the President of the United States has launched a new era in transatlantic relations, with the US administration pledging to join in a common strategy in fighting global climate change, an issue often overlooked in the past. Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek.
I think the concrete result of our Prague summit is a joint statement of European Union and the United States about North Korean launch today, and I think it will be maybe some mark of this summit, and I thank especially to Barack Obama to take part in this EU 27 countries and had the possibility to listen our common values, common views and common world politics.
The informal summit between the European Union and the United States concluded in the Czech capital on Sunday evening. But before setting off for Turkey, which will wrap up Mr. Obama's first European tour, the American president met briefly with the former Czech head of state, Václav Havel.
Jan Richter there with that report. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Pro.